Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast where Heather and I, my beautiful wife and co-host, talk about the wins we've had in our week prior. The reason we do this is because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, emotionally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. And that is why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear the Wednesday podcast. That was a roundabout way to get through that. So it is actually a Tuesday afternoon, and we are actually not in our house doing this podcast, thankfully. We are doing it at the church building in my office where I work. And yes, so I'm not sleepy, but Heather is. So let's do as we normally do, and Heather will start us off with her wins.
Wins. What have we done this week? Or last week? Last week, yeah. Okay, so a friend of ours got us hooked on a new game called Lorcana. If you've played it, it's the best.
L-O-R-C-A-N-A. Lorcana.
It's kind of like the Disney version of Pokemon, but way cooler. And a win of mine is that I beat Matt on my own at least 3 times out of the 50 games. I don't know. Out of the 50 games that we have played. So that's a win in my book. What's another win?
So
I don't remember anything else.
I'll explain Lorcana. Okay. Here is Lorcana. Lorcana is a trading card game. It's like Pokemon, but not Pokemon. It's all Disney. So, what? Oh, no. Oh, no. This is not the best setup. But, so what Lorcana is it is a... I could totally be recording, like, video of this right now, but we're not going to. It's a trading card game, and it's a strategy game, but I like it because it's like... It doesn't take forever to go through an entire game. It takes about us 15 minutes to go through one game. The whole idea is you want to, the first one to 20 lore wins. I don't know really what lore means, but the concept behind it is you are the Illumineer and you are bringing to life these Disney characters to challenge, to quest for lore. And lore is the points that you want. So it's really cool, and there's a lot of strategy to it. There's also 6 different types of decks that are ink colors that you can make a deck out of. So, and they all have different types of characters, whether they're strong and have a lot of challenging capabilities, or they are really good at gathering lore or things like that. So it's really fun. And yeah, and especially since we kind of like Disney a lot. So it is a fun game for us to play. And we've been literally nonstop. And it was such a great week last week because last week was snow day week.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So Clarksville got like 7.5 inches of rain 2 weekends ago. And lots of rain, lots of flooding. Some people very affected by it, not good. But then right after that, the temperatures dropped, and then we got snow on last Wednesday. And so Josie was out of school for literally the whole rest of the week. I had one of those back in my day moments because it was like, I mean, the roads are fine. Like Thursday, roads were fine. No, they weren't. Thursday, there was another dusting of snow, but Friday, definitely. But I think that... maybe they just didn't want to have to go to school again. So,
blame them though.
But so we got to have Josie home all week, and
I kind of was sad when she had to go back to school on Monday.
Yeah,
it was a sad moment. I enjoyed her being home with us.
And so we had lots of time indoors and outdoors. The girls played outside a bunch in the snow. But yeah, So when I would get done, we would spend a lot more time playing Lorcana. I think like Saturday we spent like 3 or 4 hours figuring it out because we've had the box. We have some people at church that go to church with us that play this game too, and they gave us this. They call it the Gateway box, and it has like two starter decks and the game board, and some little coins things that help you understand everything and all the stuff. Literally, it is the Gateway. I mean, it has been a gateway to us spending money that we shouldn't spend. So I'm into that because I like the trading card.
Well, it all started because Georgia is suddenly super into Pokemon.
Yeah.
And her and super. Her little
she's got a Pokemon best trading friends, crew. Yeah.
And they've got a little Pokemon club going. And she's loving it. So we've been watching these YouTube videos of Pokemon binder challenges from one guy. Yeah. And it's just so fun to watch. And then our friend had told us about this game. And I've looked into it, and I love all things Disney. And then she showed me shiny princess cards, and I was done. I was like, yes, let's play. I need to know how to play this game. And it's fun. The cards are pretty, too. So, yeah. And it's easy. I'm not a game player. I'm not good at card games, any games in that fact.
But she's good at this one.
I mean, I think I blame Monopoly. You know, when you're a kid and you learn how to play board games, well, Monopoly was my demise of games. And ever since then, game nights have not been my favorite. Until now, I love this. This is so fun. And game nights are like a huge thing here. And so I'm learning to love games slowly.
Yeah. Oh, and we've started something else that's been really fun and been a win lately is...
We read a lot.
Yeah, so supper time, we get done. So I figured out, which I need to do a better job at this, but I figured out that I eat faster than my whole family. Obviously, they're all small, and I'm quite large. And so I eat all my food way before them while we're all sitting at the table, and then I'm like, okay, what do I do now? Well, normally I just eat more food, and I don't want to do that anymore. So a friend of mine... what did he do? Shout out to Carson for giving me this idea, but he told me a book that his son really likes and he's been reading, and it's the something about the warrior kid. I don't remember titles of books very well, but I'm gonna remember this one. It is Way of the Warrior Kid by Jocko Willink.
It's so funny.
Yeah. And so it's about this little boy named Mark who's kind of a wimp, and his Navy SEAL uncle comes to town during the summer, and he's going to take him from being a wimp to a warrior kid. So it's really
fun. And
there's
like 5 books in the series.
Yeah. So when I get done eating, I just get that book and start reading while the girls are eating and Heather's eating. And then we read like 2 or 3 chapters, and yeah, it's fun. And then we go and... we probably play Lorcana or something. Yeah. And then right now we're doing a lot of Lads to Leaders, which is a youth ministry thing that we do with our church. And they have like puppet shows and stuff. So the girls are practicing their puppet show stuff for
and
our Bible
speeches.
Time and their speeches that they're doing.
Josie's has an opera flair to it. It's pretty funny. I'm kind of curious as to what she's actually going to get up there and do.
Yeah. We should post her night video to the
I'm
Facebook
gonna
group.
Have to share with everybody all of her practice speech videos because they are so funny, and we're supposed to take it seriously and not laugh so that she won't be funny, but you just can't help but laugh. And the way she says things, because she can't. Some of the words are a little hard for her.
Yeah. Produces is deduces.
Tatooses.
Yeah.
Tadooses.
Yeah.
It's the best. But me and Georgia are still reading all of our Little House on the Prairie books for our curriculum we're doing this year. And then on top of that, while Josie was home with us, we started reading Magic Treehouse books together. And as the three of us, and we realized that Josie really likes reading aloud, And so she made me read 5 chapters of Magic Treehouse. And we had just read 1 chapter of Little House on the Prairie. And I think we're on like the 5th book of that. 4th or 5th book of that.
Yeah.
But then Georgia is also going through and reading on her own all the Sophie Mouse books, and those are adorable. So we have become a heavy reading family, and I love it. If our curriculum could only read and that be it, we'd be solid. But
yeah. And we're still, I think we already brought up the 2 books that me and you are reading. You said you're reading what?
Habits for a Sacred Home.
And I think
by
you talked
Jennifer
about that
Pepito.
One. Yeah, last week.
Or 2 weeks ago or something.
Whenever we did it.
I don't know. My perception of time is very messed up.
And I'm reading Lead Like the Lord, which I will finish tomorrow. I'm on the last chapter of it, and it has been a phenomenal book. We're going to do a men's Bible study here soon doing that book, and it's been really good. And I've got another one in my... what do you call that? My queue. It's in my queue right now, waiting to be read. And it is Parenting is Rocket Science. So, yes. Loving some reading lately. Those have been big wins. I've actually been able to read and accomplish that. So, problem is that I'm really into this Lorcana stuff. So, I stay up a little later now.
I know.
Because now Heather and I, before going to bed, we get us 2 games of Lorcana in before we go to bed. But it's been really fun, and church was really awesome this past weekend. Just really enjoyed it. Oh, we got to go to an assisted living home. The girls went with us, and it was good. We met some older members.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Of our congregation that lived there. And got to talk with them. One of them was from Germany, and her accent was really cool. So her name was in our directory. Yeah.
Siglinda.
Siglinda. And I was like, in our directory, I was like, I do not know how to pronounce this.
And our girls love Wicked.
Yeah.
So the whole time, Josie was, it's Galinda.
Yeah.
The whole time, and it was really funny.
But it was good. I enjoyed it. And,
and then
really
today,
nice
I haven't even told you. So today in our ladies' Bible class, so we had the pleasure of getting to take bags, like Valentine bags, to the nursing home for Valentine's Day with some other homeschoolers in our church. And they loved it so much that one of our members asked them, can we just come back and say hi to them and just be around and just talk to them? And she's like, they would absolutely love that. There are people here who have been in here for like 3 years and no one comes and sees them. And that made me so sad. And Georgia was the first person to put our name down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
so,
so cool.
We are going to do that in March.
So big win for kids wanting to go and serve and encourage older
yeah,
folks.
Georgia has a soft heart for going to do nursing home visiting.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat. It's fun to watch her
yeah.
get excited about things like that.
It is. I mean, for me, it's like, oh, this is going to be a lot to take your kids to do something like this. But they were awesome. And like, when you go to an assisted living home or a nursing home, by the way, they're totally different. But when you go to either one of those, like the old people are happy to see you. But then when they see like little kids walk in, they're like, this is awesome. And they love it.
I know. And Josie had her baby doll with
yeah.
her that day. And they were like, she brought her baby.
Yeah. So we were trying
it was sweet.
What else did we do?
Then we had Lads the Leaders practice after that. Sunday was a busy day.
Was last week when I had coffee and no, that was 2 weeks ago.
I don't know. Wow.
I had Jim and Nick's last week. That was awesome. Did I tell people about that?
I don't remember.
I literally have no idea what's going on last week.
I don't know.
That snow day messed up everything.
At 3 this morning.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Oh, we got new couches.
Oh, yeah, we did get
we
new
got
couches.
New furniture in our living room.
And it's wonderful.
We're
we feel like
ups.
Adults.
Yeah. And It's like grown-up furniture. Not like old, but like, yeah, real furniture. And
when you take your kids to a furniture store, it is so funny because the couches they wanted were couches that were like the most intense couches I never knew existed, because there was one that had speakers in the thing.
That was intense.
And it looked,
did we talk about that?
Maybe.
That
I don't remember, but it had like
sick
wireless chargers for your phone. Then it had like a built-in massager. Then it had, maybe we did talk about it. Then it had like,
yeah, we talked about the $10,000 chair.
That was it.
In.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we did. That thing was awesome. Anybody want to donate me $10,000?
Yeah.
That thing was wonderful.
It was intense. But furniture stores are fun. Fun date night idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have, spring is springing here. I'm sure it's a
slowly
false, another fall spring, but today's getting into the 70.
And then it goes back down to like 40.
Oh, 50?
I don't know.
But yeah, and then I learned a new way to set up my phone, which I really like. It looks super cool. And I enjoy having my phone look like that rather than tomorrow, 69. It's even hotter.
I want to go walk.
Yeah, me too, but we have a meeting here in 5 minutes. But we, yeah, just living life these days, trying to get as many wins as possible, trying to be, we did some sledding with the girls the other day.
I did not. I watched
Heather
from the window.
Heather does not go outside when it's cold. Probably because she grew up in Florida and never understood what a snow day was.
No,
so.
I didn't. We got out of school for hurricanes, not snow.
but yeah. What else is there? I don't know.
I feel like a lot going on.
I feel like
on.
We just said a lot in 17 minutes. So.
I know. Anyway, the whole thing is that you need to go get the Lorcana Gateway Box. It is at
Walmart. Yeah.
In either the games section by the toys, or it is at the front with all the Pokemon Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
Baseball
and there's
cards.
Plenty of YouTube videos to tell you how to play it.
Yes.
And the book.
And if I can learn how to play it,
Heather's
then
really
anybody can learn. But I am not a game person. So if I can do it, anybody can. That is the thing. And it is so much fun.
Yeah.
So there you go. And then once you get really into it, you can get these really cool sleeves for your cards. And it makes playing the game even more fun because it's like fancy cards. And then you can get these cutesy mats to put your cards down on. And yeah,
then you can even get so Heather and I took a deep dive into looking at all the different cards you can possibly get.
And there's an app.
Yeah, so you get the Lorcana app, and then it tells you about all the different cards and different, like,
and I've been looking
decks.
Up where to get booster packs.
Yeah, and where to get, like, decks and stuff. Like, there's 6 different decks out, right? Not decks, yeah. I don't know how you would...
I think they're called decks. I don't know.
Yeah, 6 different decks out, like...
Sets.
Ursula's Return.
Brands?
Or Inklands. Or something like that. So, first chapter. There's all these different deck titles that they have come up with. And you can get the packs from each of these. And they each have their own, like, what they call... What was it? Their own promo cards. Their
and you
own...
You know where has the
What is
booster
the
packs?
E word? That
Enchanted cards?
Enchanted cards, which are, like, the full holographic foil cards that we were like, these are insane.
They're pretty.
That's when you get into like the trading card aspect of it. And it's like, these would be awesome, but if I can't play them, I don't know if I want
them. Well, I just want to go buy the booster packs so I can feel like Georgia when she rips open her packs to look for like certain cards.
And then Heather's going
to
be like, look, I just got the Enchanted Cinderella.
Which would be amazing.
Oh no, there she is.
But GameStop right here by Walmart has them.
Oh,
the
I bet
booster
they do.
Packs. They're like $4.
You should go and get me one.
I want to go
get me a whole box.
So bad.
We're going to be irresponsible with our money. But next week, we will talk about two different booster packs that we get and open and see what we get.
I know. I got to get a new blow dryer. My blow dryer caught on fire today.
So sad. Things being an adult,
you know what? Blow dryers.
Here's the positive side to it.
And straighteners last at least 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
I have had that same blow dryer since we lived in Oklahoma, and that was how long ago?
It was a long time.
Georgia is 8 now, so what? That is a 7-year-old blow dryer.
That's impressive.
I mean, I got good use out of it. I don't even know if it was mine to
begin
with.
You have a lot of hair. And we have three girls that have all...
might have been your mom's old blow dryer that she left at the
house. Could
have
been. We love hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... sorry to cut the podcast short, but 20 minutes is a good car drive. So, we want you to be encouraged, be positive, talk about fun stuff that's happening in your life with people around you and your loved ones. Read more. Play Lorcana. And have an awesome day. Bye.
Bye.